thy throne, O God. But unto the Son, he saith in verse 8, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. So not only is the New Testament version of this powerfully proving the deity of Christ, but you can look it up back in Psalm 45, and it is still powerfully proving the deity of Christ and would make no logical sense if you didn't understand Christ. And a lot of things in the Old Testament, you know, they saw through a glass darkly, and they're clarified and made easy in the New Testament. Look at verse number 10. And, now the "and" there is telling us we're about to get another Old Testament quote. Okay. And here's something about the way your King James Bible is laid out, is that there are no quotation marks in the King James Bible. You've probably noticed that when people speak, it doesn't put what they say in quotes, but what it does do is it capitalizes the first word of the quotation. Sometimes that's helpful, and sometimes it's a word that was going to be capitalized anyway, so you don't notice. But that's why some of these words like this get capitalized, and then he's going to begin a new quotation, so the T in "thou" becomes capitalized. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. Look, don't miss this. Don't miss this, folks. This is still comparing the difference between Jesus and the angels. Get the context. In verse 8, because he said this to the angels, he said this about the angels, this was about the angels, but unto the Son, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. And, what's the "and" connecting? Here's another thing he says about the Son. Here's another thing he says about the Son. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth. So this is another scripture that's pointing to Jesus Christ as the creator. Because otherwise this would make no sense. There's, here, let me just quote a creation verse apropos of nothing. No, what's the context? The context is, here's why Jesus is greater than the angels. Jesus is God. Jesus is also the creator of the world. So even though it said earlier in the chapter, you know, that God made the worlds by Jesus, you could say, well, that's not really a super clear statement on him being the creator. You know, it's just that he was involved in creation or that he was created by Jesus. But here it just explicitly gives us, thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. This is about Jesus, or it would make no sense being plugged in here in this context.